China and the U.S. call for a timeout in the trade war. President Trump signed the deal at a White House ceremony today.
Today we take a momentous step, one that has never been taken before with China, toward a future of fair and reciprocal trade as we sign phase one of the historic trade deal between the United States and China.
In the deal, the Trump administration agreed to ease some tariffs on imports from China, and China has agreed to provide greater protections for American technology in China. China has also committed to buy more U.S. energy and farm exports. Illinois is a top soybean producer in the U.S. In a press release, the Illinois Farm Bureau called today historic, at the same time saying it was looking forward to more specific details on the deal and hoping to win back lost agricultural exports. Officials with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce said the agreement is a step in the right direction, but that there's a lot of work left to do. Many economists feel the same.
It's certainly good that, you know, we're moving away from a trade war. As Winston Churchill said, it's better to jaw-jaw than war-war.
Michael Klein is at the Fletcher School at Tufts University. He's also executive editor of EconoFact, a website where economists unpack complex topics for the rest of us.
It's been called more positive by the head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, but an expert at the Council on Foreign Relations said that it's a small achievement at a very high price.
Well, the Trump administration did manage to wring some concessions out of China. One example, China is now promising to punish Chinese firms that steal corporate trade secrets. But just on that, what guarantees are there that they'll actually follow through and live up to their end of the bargain?
We really don't know. That's a very good question. We really don't know the answer to that. You know, these kinds of things have been going on for a long time, and it's a real concern that China forces companies to have joint ventures and then they take their technology. In the past, the U.S. Trade Representative 2018 under the Trump administration said that China has violated the agreement. So we don't have a way to guarantee that it's going to happen this time. And apparently there may be like a lot of loopholes. So the Chinese promises have been called broad and vague.
Will we, the public, ever know what those loopholes are?
After they're used, I suppose. Yeah.
I mean, China's also agreed in principle to buy $200 billion more of American goods over the next 2 years. First of all, is that possible? Can they just say, all right, 2 years of stuff on layaway, we guarantee we'll pay? And second, how much does $200 billion actually matter?
Well, the irony here is that the United States wants China to be more market-oriented, but then they're saying, and yet we want you to guarantee the purchases of these goods. There's a real question of whether or not they could even absorb that many goods. And it really, at best, could provide, you know, a temporary help to the United States manufacturing and agriculture. It's notable that, you know, the Trump administration has made essentially big welfare payments to agriculture because of the damage that the trade war has done.
Well, it's interesting. Amy Klobuchar last night at the debate spoke about people in Iowa who'd lost their jobs because of Trump's tariffs. She was talking about going to a food processing plant in Iowa, and basically there is only one person still working there.
That worker brought out a coat rack of uniforms, and he said, "These are my friends. They don't work here anymore." And their names were embroidered on those uniforms: Derek, Mark, Salvador. And that guy started to cry. These are real people hurt by Donald Trump's trade war.
So, Senator Klobuchar, there, farmers getting subsidies and processing plant workers losing their jobs. Is she citing an isolated example, or is she illustrating a wider trend with what Trump has done?
No, it's pretty broad. U.S. exports to China of agricultural goods fell by about 60% between 2018 and 2019. And but for government subsidies, agricultural production, value added, as economists call it, has been flat between 2018 and 2019. So it's a very broad thing.
Economists don't agree on a lot, but there is universal agreement, it seems, that tariffs are bad economics. What about the politics here? Did the president use tariffs, do you think, to basically get China to the table and stay at the table until an agreement was reached?
There's probably some element of truth in that. That's right. But also, people have ascribed the uncertainty associated with the way in which tariffs were imposed or taken off as dampening economic activity. It's effectively a tax on people. And, you know, you should think of a tariff as a tax because that's precisely what it is. And the question is, who bears it? And it turns out American businesses and consumers bear it.
Michael Klein is an economist at the Fletcher School at Tufts University and also the executive editor at the website EconoFact. Thanks very much for coming in.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Marco.